Welcome to another sermon podcast from Central Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, Georgia. This episode will feature a sermon delivered by the Reverend Kimberly J. Parker. The sermon is based on scripture from Psalm 46 and Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. It is entitled Rest for the Weary. Central Sunday Morning Service for the 19th of April, 2026, third Sunday of Easter, was streamed to our website, our Facebook page, and our YouTube channel. A complete video or sermon audio replay of this service may be found on cpcatlanta.org. Select the upper right menu, and then Services under Worship.
Thank you, Melanie. Our second text for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, as Susan said, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Listen for God's word. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sometimes you just know the Holy Spirit has worked as I sat and listened to the moment with children this morning. So see if you would agree with me at the end of this sermon today. In full transparency, the original version of this sermon was written for the Presbytery of Greater Atlanta's examination committee when I was going for ordination approval back in November. For that meeting, I had to preach on Zoom, so I am very excited that I'm preaching in person today. The other thing about this sermon is that it was written to be preached to the breakfast ministry that occurs in Toll Hall every Sunday morning. I have adapted it to fit our context for today because I do believe there is a word for us. Part of why I wanted to use this sermon with y'all is because yesterday I spent a good portion of the day here. It was Central Outreach and Advocacy Center's annual In Their Shoes fundraising walk. Some of you joined us, and it was a great day to walk together and see some of the places our guests visit or live. This fundraiser is always a day to try and place ourselves in their shoes, in the shoes of those we serve at the Outreach Center. Today is meant to be an extension of yesterday, trying to help us all think about the guest we serve on a daily basis. Today, as you listen, try and place yourselves in the shoes of someone who's sleeping on the street or experiencing a really tough time in life. In reality, what we hear may ring true or come close to ringing true for some of us. We aren't that different from those experiencing homelessness. In case you don't know, our day at Central OAC begins when I, along with another staff member, makes the list for the day. The list is made up of guests who have come seeking our assistance for a variety of different services. As the list is being made, I try to make eye contact with as many people as possible, and I try to really listen to what the need is and why there may be a need. As I listen and observe, I often sense a weariness and a heaviness that makes my heart hurt. I sense that many are tired to the extent of pure exhaustion. Maybe it's from being up all night walking the streets for one's own safety, a physical exhaustion. Maybe it's from being treated poorly no matter where someone goes, an emotional exhaustion. Or maybe it's from not having any support system to accompany a person on the journey, broken or lost relationships with family, friends, or even God, a spiritual exhaustion. Regardless of the reason for the weariness or heaviness that I sense in someone, the bone-tired exhaustion is often evident. Maybe some of you in this room today can relate. Have you ever experienced a physical, emotional, or spiritual exhaustion? If you haven't, I'd say you should count yourself lucky, because most of us have at some point in our lives. The scripture from Matthew is short but relevant. Let's listen again. "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What might these words from Jesus mean to you today? Jesus is extending an invitation. "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." If you're weary or are carrying heavy burdens, it might feel like you are carrying a pack, a backpack on your back, a pack that wears you down. If this is you, then Jesus is offering you rest, a Sabbath-type rest. Jesus continues with a promise, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." A yoke is typically an apparatus worn by oxen. A good yoke is one that's carefully shaped and molded so that there'll be a minimum amount of rubbing to the skin. Yokes are often used to join two oxen together to make them a team. This makes what they are carrying or pulling an easier chore if they're working together. Jesus promises that his yoke is easy and he will not add to someone's burden. If we take Jesus' yoke, it will be kind to our shoulders, helping us to carry the load much more easily. I don't know about you, but it's hard for me sometimes to imagine Jesus and I wearing a yoke together. However, it's easier for me to think about and believe that Jesus puts people in our lives who will be the yoke for us, will be the one helping our load to be lighter so we can indeed find rest for our souls. I know there have been times when people have been placed in my own life, even very recently, to help make my load a little lighter. What about in your lives? As people come downstairs to the outreach center, we do our best to meet people where they are in life without judgment and treat each person with respect and dignity. These are qualities that I know Jesus wants all of us to have with one another. As we treat people with respect and dignity, I believe we create a safe space for people to find rest, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual rest that's needed. We are offering to wear a yoke with another person, offering to make the load a little lighter. When have you done this for someone? When has someone done this for you? I'd like to share three different stories that I believe are examples of this yoke sharing in the context of the Outreach Center. We had a guest whom I'll call Joseph. Joseph had been sleeping outside for years. We had him start working with Lillian, our housing navigator, who eventually was able to secure housing for him. He moved into his own apartment, and several days later, he came back to us for a different service. He worked with Sonia, our employment specialist, that day. She was asking him about his new apartment and how that was. And Joseph replied, "It's okay." Sonia pushed a little harder, saying, "You don't seem okay. You seem rather down." Joseph replied, "I know I'm supposed to be happy and grateful. I have my own place now. But if I'm honest, I'm tired. I haven't been sleeping very well. It's so quiet, and the bed is so soft. I've been sleeping on the hard concrete for years. I just can't sleep." Sonia looked at Joseph, smiled, said very kindly, "Joseph, it's your apartment. If you'd be more comfortable sleeping on the hard floor, do it. You don't have to sleep in the bed." Joseph was physically exhausted from not sleeping. A solution was proposed. A yoke was extended. Hopefully, the load was lightened as Sonia gave him permission to sleep on the floor rather than in the bed. "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I was in the courtyard one morning after we had already made the list for the day. A woman, Grace is what I will call her, was sitting on one of the walkers that has a seat on it. She looked tired and rough. She stopped me as I walked by and she said, "I really need help. I need to get my ID." I explained to her that our list was already full for the day and she would need to come back on another day. She screamed at me, saying, "I cannot wait for another day. I have to have help today." I repeated myself about the list being full and that she would need to come back. She started crying, a real cry, a cry of desperation. She looked me square in the eyes. "I need help today. I can't come back." Something in me broke. My heart softened. I took her down the elevator and I added her name to the list, explaining that she would be with us for the remainder of the morning because we were busy and she was the last name on our list. She fell asleep in our lobby and slept until her name was called. I learned later that she was running from an abusive man and she needed her ID in order to go someplace else. Grace came to us broken, afraid, and emotionally exhausted. An exception was made, a yoke was extended, and hopefully Grace's load was lightened. "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Before COVID hit, we offered art ministry at the Outreach Center. We had a couple of art volunteers who would show up and set out art supplies and invite people in to make art while they waited on the services that they came for that day. I was off one day and I got a text from one of the art volunteers. Her text said, "Hey Kimberly, Mr. S was in art today, a little more psychotic than normal. After he left, I noticed a folded up piece of paper in the chair where he was sitting. I unfolded it and read these words, 'I was weary and you gave me rest.'" That note is the exact one you see on the front of your bulletins today. Mr. S was spiritually exhausted from the voices in his head. A simple, safe space in the art room was available to him. The yoke was there, and his load was lightened. These guests were weary. They were carrying heavy burdens. They needed the rest that Jesus promised. What about you? Are you weary? Are you carrying heavy burdens? Do you need the rest that Jesus promised? How can your load be lightened today? Just like the guest we serve in the outreach center, we too go through difficult times. Remember, there are people in this congregation who will share a cup of coffee with you and listen to what's going on, much like what happens in breakfast ministry on Sunday mornings or in the outreach center during the week for our guests. People are willing to help lighten the load you are carrying. Jesus can and will place people in your lives, in our lives, to wear the yoke with you, with us. We don't have to go it alone. No one does. But you know, it takes a lot of courage for our guests to walk through our doors and admit that they need help and that they need someone to be there for them. I hope that as we find ourselves in situations where we need someone to carry the load with us, we too can have that courage to ask for the help we need and be open to who Jesus places in our lives to carry the yoke with us. If we will, I do believe we will find rest for our souls. Thanks be to God. Amen.
We are glad you joined us for this podcast from Central Presbyterian Church. Central is a welcoming congregation of the Presbyterian Church USA located in downtown Atlanta across from the state capitol. For more information about the life, work, and ministries, please visit our website at cpcatlanta.org. We also invite you to join us for worship and Sunday school and experience this exciting and diverse body of believers who seek to be bearers of God's justice in the world. Thanks again for listening.